Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butzella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the values in the land, not in the house.
Boy, are we qualified to talk about this.
We really are.
Thank you.
All this week is cliches that are true in real estate week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they really truly answer this question. You're staring at a real estate agent wondering why this piece of property is twice as much as all the other pieces of property around it.
Right.
And they have these cute little sayings. Most of them are malarkey. But this week, we're talking about five of them that I think actually have some merit. So you're standing there looking at a house.
It's
pretty much falling down. It's twice as much as all the rest of the houses around there. And you say, what the heck? Well, he says the value's in the land, not in the house.
Yep.
And that actually is true. And we'll talk about it, all the details why in a few minutes here. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And as you're listening to us, please drop your questions in the comments section below.
Andy asks, I just signed up for a free trial of DataTree. The salesman ran through a demo and I like what I see. I think Steven has mentioned it will be included with House Academy. Just wondering if it will be included in Land Academy 2.0. If not, will there be a way to subscribe with a group discount? Thanks.
It's a question for Joe.
I'm still working at the details. Thanks.
The answer is the answer is yes to both.
Hold not so fast. Can I? House Academy, yes. 2.0 automatically? No. Am I working out something? Yes. So is it coming right now? No. Is it valuable? Yes. Is it cheap? No. You like this?
Yeah, I do actually.
So are we licensed providers? Yes. So
do we love DataTree? Heck yes.
Yes. Does it change what you're doing right now for land? No.
Yeah. That's
you
the real
still
values for houses.
Have what you need to do what you're doing. So but would you like to just have everything possible? Heck yeah, and so I'm working on that. So give me a little bit of time. We are licensed providers, so a version of it is coming. I haven't iced it all out yet.
January 1st, all of this will be, we're still
explained.
Working out. Well, it'll all be purchasable, let's say that. And, okay. and in true form to Land Academy, it's gonna make sense for everybody.
Right.
Here's what the hold up is. It's not so much the data itself. It's rolling into certain discounts for O2O and what we're going to charge for the data.
Right.
So for the subscription, whatever that ends up being, the subscription that you pay. The reason Land Academy is so successful and it makes sense for so many members is what is included. If you added up all the stuff off the street, forget the education. Forget about that. I mean, just the subscription.
That's the value.
I know. Forget about the actual education that you get.
Yeah.
If you look at the subscriptions that you get to data and the O2O pricing.
Right.
If you send out more than 1,000 letters a month, you're saving so much money. It's silly.
It's true.
So people always sit there and say, why do I need Land Academy? And I just shake my head and say, you obviously can't do any math. And you just don't get it. I don't even explain it anymore.
Isn't that funny? I remember right when we announced it, it was data to doorstep back then too. But when we first started doing, the subscriptions and providing the tools and everything everybody wanted because it was cheaper for us all. I remember people doing case studies and saying, look, oh my gosh, you guys just saved me, $500 a month in mail. So
just
$250
in mail.
Is nothing.
Right.
This is great. $250, I get RealQuest Pro and I get Title Pro and I get the cheap mail and it was a no-brainer. So that's it.
So imagine that with houses now and every house that you buy and sell, you make $20,000 to $40,000 on each unit. Now imagine being able to get finance to do that with a group of people that like us. And then on top of that, we charge 55 cents to send a letter out now. What if we charge 35 cents or 45 cents? I mean, how much more mail could you possibly send out? Right. We charge 10 cents for a line of data right now. What if we charged 5?
Right.
And so a lot of that takes us going back to the people that are suppliers and negotiating with them based on our current rates because we're, as a group, we're sending out more mail and we're buying more
data.
So
up.
Our leverage to to negotiate better prices with these providers, it goes up too. So it's not just that we're lazy and we're not releasing these products, although that does have part of to do with it.
I don't think so. We don't. You not don't really. Know what lazy is.
I know.
Neither of us do.
It's,
we are not lazy.
It's because Jill and I want to, when we do release it, we want it to have the same success and impact.
Right. And value.
And value that the original Land Academy 1.0 did.
Exactly.
How's that for a description?
Awesome.
Today's topic, is that where we are?
Yep.
Today's topic, the values in the land, not in the house. This is the meat of the show. I think you have a good story about this, don't you?
Oh, So a couple weeks ago, it was for Oktoberfest. We were up in Lake Arrowhead, California, and we took, Steve and I took our number three and his best pal. And it was so funny because we just love it there. So we're driving around looking at property. And
looking at real estate on vacation.
Find this, what we think is a gem, right? So we're like, this is the best location. It's got to be awesome. It's, you know, looks like access, you know, so we go to take a look at it. We roll up, roll down the window.
This is the greatest piece of dirt, by the way.
Oh.
I mean,
it's got this view and the where it's tucked in and trees and it's on
boat dock.
A hill and as from the back, you have access and then like you can walk up these, what should be dreamy steps in the front. So we roll up.
Murder tape on it.
Wait a minute.
Caution tape.
Yeah, we roll up and there's caution tape all around the whole structure. And we all roll down the windows and we all take a look. And the kids, like almost in unison, said, "This is meth murder cabin." That's what they called it. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're right. What went on there? I was afraid. We certainly couldn't go in.
No.
You couldn't even see in the windows. You couldn't get close enough to try to see in the windows. Like holes in the roof, and it really did look like something bad went down there. I don't think it did, but it looked like something bad went down. So
it was out of a horror movie for sure. Really? Like, I was afraid to go in there in the middle of the day.
It was hilarious, yeah. I was, that would have been kind of funny. That's, you know what we should have done? That's the only thing we didn't. We should have called the agent and said, can we see it? Just to hear what he has. I wouldn't do that. Because I would love to hear him going, and the best part was, in the description, it had listed in there, hey, great fixer, bring your hammer.
No,
oh,
bring
it needed
your toolbox.
Way more. That's it. Yeah, it
bring your toolbox.
Bring your toolbox.
Bring your bulldozer.
That's what it needed.
Bring your toolbox. This is a classic little, you know, this is a classic real estate agent
so
move.
So great. Bring your toolbox.
Deeded access.
Cozy.
Cozy. Deeded. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It was good. That was funny.
So we've all looked at real estate like this, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
It's priced like a house, but it's really a piece of dirt.
That's it. That's all it was.
So it was like listed for like $200,000. And I'm looking at all the land. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of infill lots all over the place that look to me buildable because of how the utilities are set up in the area. Without going into detail, it looked like a great place to send mail. Would I spend $200,000 on a tear down house? I have to tear it down, get permits, and do the whole thing, or buy a piece of dirt for probably $15,000 to $30,000 is how I would send mail out in that area.
Yeah.
The value's in the land, not in the house. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can end the show.
Yeah, well, I guess we can. Think about here. Think about where we live too. Think about. What's interesting is when you that one you can equate to it because, well, it's kind of the same thing. It wasn't a big lot. It's kind of like where we are here, where we live in postage stamp size properties, you know, and the value is in the land. It's exactly the same thing. And we get it. We walk around here, you know, in South Bay, south of Los Angeles. You know, if you go up and down the coast in Southern California, just look at it. I hope that you see it and get it. The value is in the land. It doesn't really matter what's on it. You can put all kinds of things on it.
Yeah, I mean, you honestly, it all starts. That's what Land Academy 2.0 is all about. It's about taking an infill lot and taking existing home sales prices and backing into it from a mathematical perspective and looking at it the way a builder does and setting your pricing that way.
Right.
Land Academy 1.0 is not like that at all. It's more of a, there's more of an art and a more of a feeling type perspective on pricing and things like that. Land Academy 2.0, and which warms you up for House Academy, is filling in the blanks. Mm-hmm. Filling in the blank, it all starts with existing home prices. So the value's in the land. It's not in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, and the consumer, the end user, does not and will never know what this sentence means. In fact, I would take it a step further. The value is not even in the house for them. It's in the finishes.
That's
the
true.
Value is in
good point.
The refrigerator, the countertops, and the bathrooms.
Right.
And the crown molding, all right. of which costs as a whole cost of the whole project, very very small part of it.
Isn't that true? That's what they see when they walk in. That's
so. You listening to this, you're smart enough to listen to this show or be involved in this group anyway. Understand the back end of this whole thing, which makes you a real estate professional. Your mom and your dad were probably not real estate professionals just because they made $150,000 on their house that you grew up in. Everybody thinks they're a real estate professional. They're not. Value's in the land, not in the house. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I lost that again. I'm so
I didn't do it
sorry.
On purpose.
I know.
You just catch me right
yeah,
at the end
know,
of making
I did.
My point.
I'm like,
you know, what happened shucks, yesterday too.
Back up.
Refrigerators and countertops is what we were talking
Refrigerators,
about.
What's interesting is this is the point of what we do. Like what Stephen was just saying, the value is in the land. People don't realize that I can make money on land. We are all making money on land and have for many, many years without putting anything on it. Without improving it. So not the value is truly in the land, and we know how to buy it, and that's this whole point here is what you should be doing is buying it for less than what it's worth, selling it for less than what it's worth quickly.
Yeah, that's it. You know, there's a reason there's no shows on HGTV about buying land and selling it for more.
People don't get it. You know what, that should be a show.
No one's going to watch it.
I know.
It's boring.
Isn't that true?
There's nothing to film.
It'd be funny. Here we are standing on it before. Here we are standing on it after. Could you
Here's
imagine?
Our bank account before.
That,
here's our bank account
that's
after.
That's the show.
That's it. It's a 2-minute show.
Exactly.
We could put it on Amazon.
That
we
would be really
that.
Funny. That's it. That would be so great. Flipper, like our version of it's property flipping. It's, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Here we are. Isn't it gorgeous? Great. Now I mowed it. And now I sold it.
Actually, mowing it would probably hurt you.
It might. Don't mess with the trees. Don't mess
right.
with that. That's so darn funny. I think you covered it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another, in this case, 12 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss Days on Market, the Great Equalizer.
And answer your questions. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I have to admit, the first four cliches this month, or this week, were real cliches. This last one?
You made up?
I made it up.
It's your cliche?
It's, I'm trying to start it to get it to be a cliche, because it's so damn true.
I love
it. And every single person in this community needs to understand how, we'll talk about it tomorrow, how important Days on Market is.
I think that's awesome. We're going to start something new. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.